Good evening, Patriots. And today is Wednesday, January 23rd. And it's 6 o'clock, or actually 6:05, and Joe Biden is still the hand puppet in charge of the country. Jim Hansen is still running the government, and Kamala Harris is still spreading her legs trying to get around the world. I don't think she's going to miss anybody. She's down on the border now, so look out. Man. Did I say January? It's June. I've been driving all day. I had to run over to Ben today to do some work. And I was like, oh my goodness. It was like a quick up and back. So I said January, no, June. There we go. We're back. I'm here. Feet on the ground. I got it. I've got a couple of big public announcements to make. My first is my favorite one to do every night because it's supporting the greatest CEO in the country. And my public announcement tonight is buy MyPillow stuff. That's the beginning of the statement. We need to get over there and support MyPillow like a rage. Ravaging support. That's what we need. Ravaging support. You need to go to MyPillow.com. You need to use the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. That's a clue. B-A-R-D-S. Just like BARDS FM, but not no FM. BARDS. So get on over to MyPillow.com. You can also call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. They have great stuff, great discounts with the BARDS promo code. It's 40% off of my slippers, and we have 66% off on pillows. You got to just keep it driving over there. Spread that promo code everywhere. I swear, MA, our great mod, is the only one I know of that's been suspended on, well, one of our Patriot channels because he let everybody know the BARDS promo code so many times that they were like, you can't do that anymore. He's like, I'm going to do that anyway. So spread it far and wide. It's awesome. And in doing so, what we're trying to do is we're trying to just drive as many sales as possible to our favorite CEO, favorite company that has great products. And you have to have a pair of my slippers for the 27th of August at the BARDS Fest. Why? Because it's the Slipper Revolution Day. We are doing Slipper Revolution, and we want to see 1 million slippers sold nationwide, worldwide. We want to see 1 million Patriots in my slippers. So let's get going. We got a lot of work to do. We only have like, I don't know, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, something like that. We got some big benchmarks to make. Oh, and by the way, just so I like tag this one, MyPillow's already contributed over $40,000 to BARDS Fest. That's right, Patriots. Every time you're buying stuff, they're putting money in there. This is awesome. So let's keep it rolling. This is awesome. They're giving a lot, okay? And you guys are doing great. So MyPillow.com, 800-975-2939 if you want to speak to a person. Promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Let's make it rain. Now, public announcement number two. This is a new one. Here it goes. Dr. Tenpenny's Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio, is looking to hire an interrogative medicine doctor, an MD or DO, who is non-injected. You can't have taken the vax. If you've taken the vax, forget it. Get out of here. You have to have a backbone too. If you're going to work with Dr. Tenpenny, you got to have something other than a noodle for a spine, okay? But she's looking for an interrogative medicine doctor, MD or DO, as soon as possible. So if you're interested in working for the greatest mind in this time for medicine, who is literally single-handedly leading the world, well, not really single-handedly, but she is definitely leading the world because she's got some great people around her. I don't ever want to diminish that. A great team of five docs. It's a 5D plus 2 team. They're amazing. And they're leading the world in this awareness of what this injection is doing to kill humanity and leading the fight towards finding solutions. If you want to work for one of the best minds in medicine this day and age, and you're an interrogative medicine doctor, MD, or DO, send your resume to drtenpenny@gmail.com. Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny @gmail.com. Okay, so Patriots, spread the word. I don't personally know any interrogative medicine doctors, and I especially don't know any interrogative medicine doctors who are ready to go and lead the fight with Dr. Tenpenny. But if you know them, and if there are some out there listening, time to jump ship and get on with the winning team. We don't need any more puppets. We need leaders and fighters in this fight, and we need people with a backbone. Remember, if you have a noodle for a spine, either stiffen it up, or it's not the job for you. And if you've taken the injection, it's not going to be the job for you because you're going to become a zombie and you're going to be controlled by the cabal and you'll be worthless. So that's basically it. So spread it around far and wide, baby. That's what we got to do. We got to help Dr. Tenpenny and any other doctors. By the way, I put this offer out to Dr. Tenpenny to pass it around, that any other doctors that she refers to me that are in need of quality physicians and they need advertising their positions, we will promote them here. And Patriots, I'm asking you to please help spread this around, because this is how we are literally in the fight helping save the world. Man, her clinic has hired 3 new people. They are so busy because people are, and I'm not exaggerating, I can't reveal details, but I can tell you people are flying in from all over the country to get her assistance. She is on the cutting edge, and we're going to do our part. So first was support Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Spread the Bards code. Go wild and crazy with that. Man, just smear comments with it. We want people out there supporting MyPillow, because that is, how many company CEOs do we have out here saying praise to Jesus Christ and God and fighting for the nation and starting a new channel and starting a new social media site and starting a new competitor for Amazon and building his company in spite of them taking away $65 million in sales? One, that would be, his name would be Mike Lindell. And how many people do we have out here that are growing their clinic and looking to fight for America and keep people healthy in the level of Dr. Tenpenny? I know of 3, 4, 5. I know 5 because they're all on her team. That's why. Okay. And we've all had them here on this amazing show. So thank you as well for all the great support that we're getting here. We are in the fight, and that's what I want to talk about tonight. Okay. Man, I'll tell you, this is the first day, and I'm not kidding, that I canceled this morning's show because I had to get over to Bend, Oregon. I had to do some business over there. And it was the first day. It's a 3.5-hour drive for me. So it was 3.5 hours over, 2 hours of business, 3.5 hours back. This is the first day that I've had to literally break away and go up to my favorite part of this whole county, drive through some of the most beautiful country in the world in almost 8 months. I literally am not exaggerating. My extent of my, this is just, we're so much in this fight, and it's wonderful to be in that fight, but I'm telling you, it was such an amazing day to go out and see God's country, in spite of the fact that there's 200,000 acres along the way that Antifa terrorists lit on fire. I'm not exaggerating. That's the hardest part about that trip, is driving through the burned-out areas that I grew up in that were old-growth forests that are gorgeous, and the Antifa terrorists and the dew weapons, which were used because they're documented, and the weather modification that they used to try to target this county because it's a red county. But in spite of that, nature is prevailing. And it makes you feel so blessed at how God works, because even in this midst of burned out forests, the most gorgeous fields of wildflowers, purples and whites, just everywhere. It was amazing. So it really saddens your heart when you see all this old growth timber that's been ravaged by flame. And that's a natural process, but it boils your blood when you know that it was Antifa terrorists and other dirtbags that were involved in it. And they're not going to tell you that. They're going to say, oh, it was an electrical fire because the transformer overloaded. Well, I happened to have seen the radar shot, and we saw the dew weapon coming off the coast of, the dew weapon either came air from the space, we're not sure, or it came off the coast of California, but the line went from LA right into this spot in my county. And then they caught a bunch of Antifa terrorists lighting fires all over this damn state. So anyway, that's what we are dealing with. But in spite of that, once we got past the burned out space, which is closer to me than farther, and then we got into the older growth again, and then went over the mountain range, which is the Cascade Range, and then you go into the open lands, which is out near Bend. Oregon's a really amazing state because it has a coastal region, it has a mid-valley region, which is really rugged and very beautiful, and then north of this is where all the farmlands are, the rich agricultural lands, and then it has a mountain region, which is Cascade, so it's 2 mountain ranges along in Oregon. And once you cross over the Cascade Range, it gets to be a very dry and arid area. A lot of tall pines, beautiful desert-type environments, high desert feel. One of the most famous rock climbing spaces in the world is just outside of Bend. It's called Smith Rock. It's beautiful country. So anyway, it's a beautiful drive. Just so blessed. And it was a beautiful day. Gorgeous. Blue sky. White puffy clouds. And just a nice day to reflect on just what an amazing world it is that we live in. And what a blessed country we have. And that's where we begin. Because we are winning this fight. Whether it seems like it or not, we are winning this fight. And what you need to appreciate is that they're doing everything they can to try to convince us that we're not. But this is one of the indicators, as disgusting as this is one of the indicators that we know that we're winning. Huntsville, Alabama, has declared that along with Huntsville, Madison, and Birmingham schools have all taken up the task of vaccinating your kids, even though doctors, pharmacies, and Walmart have vaccines readily available, and they're doing it whether you like it or not, because they're now making the push to vaccinate children without parental consent. Huntsville City Schools will go on with its vaccination clinic for minors without parental consent. So, Patriots, this is where we are at. The cabal is panicking. They are not going to make their 70% impact. I don't know what's so critical about that. I have a lot of theories, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. We know that July 4th is a big date for them. I don't know what that's about exactly. President Trump is doing a July 3rd rally. That's interesting. There's a lot of strange dates coming up and starting to correlate and intersect. But there's something very significant right now happening on a global level. It is building, and if we can't see it, you have your eyes closed. They are panicking that they can't reach a certain percentage point. I don't know what that is. And I'm not going to get into all the esoteric stuff that's out there. There's some really interesting esoteric interpretations of this, but we're going to stay focused more on the facts tonight. The media right now is in overdrive on trying to hide the truth. And the indications are that people are waking up more and more. One of the great indicators is a real-time indicator of Dr. Tenpenny's clinic, which is exploding. They are busy beyond imagination busy. And it is essential that we start to realize that people are waking up and the cabal is panicking. Because here's the reality. Once people start to really wake up and realize that there's a couple of components of this. One, that this is truly spiritual warfare. Two, that the cabal is trying to force people to become transhuman. And that the depth of that corruption goes from the very top to your very local school district. When people start to understand that all these people are complicit in an agenda to transform humanity to transhumanism and to kill people's soul, that's the bottom line. This Pfizer today announced that it was bragging about its new flu shot, which is all based on an mRNA. Literally, that they can now, with mRNA, update the flu shot so they can stay ahead of it. This is nuts. If people are not realizing what's happening to them, I'm losing patience, honestly, and don't turn to me for sympathy. When this stuff blows up and you start being crippled or falling to the ground with all these sorts of complications, if you're dumb enough at this point to take it, if you've taken it already, and here's the thing, if you've taken it and you're waking up, then get on your damn knees and start praying to God. And I'm not kidding when I say that. I am tired of playing games on this. There is one way back, and it's through Christ to Father. That's it. And the only way back, once you've taken it, is absolute accountability, absolute humility, and absolute prayer to this. End of story. There are no in-betweens on this. There is no medical known cure for this. And this is what something I want to caution you. There is so much garbage floating around right now of unverified cures. Don't fall for it. All right? There are many things that we can do to improve our condition, to improve our health. But as far as we know, there is no possible way to undo the nanotech or the spike protein issues at this point in time. There are promising things on the horizon, but they still have to go through some rigorous testing and validation and verification. Nothing is proven. What I can tell you is, in conversations I had with Dr. Tenpenny last night, She's openly said she will endorse nothing at this point in time because there's too many things coming out and people are making too many bold claims. So don't make them and don't fall for them. Yes, there's some promising things. There's some potential. What we do know, and it is being established over and over again, that ivermectin, HCQ, as an alternating mix, along with the vitamins necessary to boost your immune system, which includes vitamin D, which includes zinc, and other good things for your body, they are the best, quote-unquote, prophylactic for this nonsense. And it will keep you safe, including help you through if you come in contact. It's not a guarantee, but it will help you keep your... Oh, vitamin C is another one. Thank you. I didn't list them all. I just want to be clear. That was not a list of everything. It will keep you protected as you step into these environments and hopefully build up enough immune resistance to those that are spreading or shedding this nonsense to you. There is a definite proximity and contact effect with somebody who has taken this injection. And it obviously is happening because people are reporting that they're magnetized and showing magnetic effects, even though they didn't have any contact or any issues with the injection. They didn't come near it. Something's happening. And this is all about the destruction of the human gene pool. And we can see it coming. It's like right on the horizon. These are all these transhumanists. They are sick. Oh, I got things I would love to say. Can't say it. Forgive me, Lord. Anyway, we got to get past them. So, this is a war on humanity. And they are not making the traction that they need to make. I hope that their masters have told them that they don't hit 70%, they're like, they're going to burn in the lake of fire, because I would be like, oh, really? Can we watch? Can I roast some marshmallows at the same time? Because I'll make some s'mores while they burn. I don't really care. These people disgust me so much. They are sick. They are attacking our children. They are attacking our teens. The media is lying through its backside. They are straight up sick. Sick doesn't even define the evil we're talking about. And so we have a position that we have to continue to push forward harder than we've ever pushed before. Right now, it's obvious that they are on a full court press to accomplish a goal which they are not meeting, they're not even coming close to. Our job, more than ever, as the remnant, we are that spiritual armored wall. We have got to be engaging more people harder, more viciously with kindness and love, of course. When I say viciously, I should be careful because someone's going to go out here and like take a stick and start beating on dumb people. It might be feel like a good idea, but it's probably not a good idea. Probably not anyway. You took the vax. Oh, I'm going to show you something. I've got a stick. No, I'm kidding. Kidding. It's joke, 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 joke. Don't take me serious. Whack-a-mole, baby, whack-a-mole. That was a rhetorical statement there. All right, so anyway, we've got to continue this push and this press into this fight, all right? And we've got to push people, and you have to be relentless with truth, seriously, and you have to really engage people on the various ways that they will hear you. This is the biggest challenge we have. Because when you have the zombie apocalypse happening right before you, you know how zombies are, because once the zombie virus takes over, all they want to do is they want to eat your flesh. So please do not feed them your hand, because they'll probably chew it off. And then we can't save you at that point. I really don't know what to expect here, man. When they fire this 5G thing up, I'm going to be looking around going, whoa, whoa. I mean, literally, it's going to be like, that dude just ate his cat. What happened? And that dude just ate his dog. And they'll be sitting there talking to you, like your neighbor, like, everything's normal. It's like, no, it's not normal, buddy.
Well, I just thought I'd have some breakfast.
Did you take the vax?
Yes, I did. I feel good, too.
I'll bet you did. You just ate your cat. Do you realize that? No, I mean, this is like, I don't know what to expect here. We got some crazy people out here right now that are walking around like they're normal. And I just, you know, pretty soon you're going to be like walking around and people are going to be like eating tires. You know how dogs are when you drive by dumb dogs? They're dumb dogs too. There's some smart dogs, and then there's some really dumb dogs. And the dumb dogs are the ones that bark at the car when they drive by, and then they chew the tire as it's moving. Yeah, I could see a whole bunch of humans doing that. Like driving down the neighborhood, and they're going to be running out and like trying to chew on your tires. You're going to be like, what is going on? The 5G wave was just initiated? What? Yes, we pressed the 5G wave, and we dropped in the chew the tire program. Oh, well, that's a good idea. Heck, that's great. How's that going for you? Well, they got a little roughed up. They fell on the ground after trying to chew your tire, and they all scraped their nose off. I'm telling you, man, this is insane time. And expect crazy stuff. Like driving down to have somebody like jump on top of your car and start chewing on your windshield wipers or something. I'm not kidding. This is kind of crazyville. So be prepared. If you're bare, you've already got a brush guard on the front of your car and you've mounted a submachine gun on top of your roof. It's a turret gun. So you're prepared because he's in a place where zombie apocalypse could happen any day. And for those of you listening that don't know who Bear is, that's one of our great mods on the board. So, but you never know. That's what happens when you live in LA. You got to be prepared. And he's prepared. He has prepared his vehicles for immediate exfil out of zombie apocalypse land. And I'm telling you, if you're in a big city, like get a four-wheel drive with a huge lift kit and make sure and have the low gear ready. I'm telling you right now. It is going to get crazy. But in all truth, we have to continue to press into this. All right? This is a place where we have to press in harder with truth. We are causing them to destabilize. They're losing control of the narrative. People are waking up, and we need to get to more people. These podcasts are a resource, and I hope you use them as that. I hope you go through, and we're actually working on a playlist off of bards.fm, and we'll add another playlist on the new website, which hopefully is going to be up this week. My goodness, I'm praying. But the bards.fm site on Podbean, we're organizing a playlist. We should have it ready by Friday where you can click on different playlists, and those playlists will be things like all the interviews with all the 5D doctors or all the great doctors, interviews about county by county or discussions about county by county and other things. So that should be a good resource for you to use. And that way you can point people to that and say, hey, like, listen to all of these. And, you know, at this point we've got probably about, I don't know, 15 or 20 interviews that are really worthy of listening to wake people up about what is really going on here. And we have we're just blessed to have had the rock stars of the fight here. Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, right? Dr. Meehan. I mean, man, we've had some powerhouses here. Next week we're bringing in more. I mean, it's really amazing. So we're going to keep adding to that, and we need to continue to use those resources to help wake people up. You know, it's as we have these engagements. I had an engagement today with a young lady that was doing some paperwork at where I was at doing some business, and you know, she was kind of. I started out, I came in, I'm like, no, I'm not coming in today because you guys have a mask sign on. I said, we can bring the paperwork outside and we can do it out here. And she says, you don't have anything to worry about. Just come on in. I said, good, because I'm not wearing a damn mask. And so I got in there and we started talking. And pretty soon she reveals that, you know, her family took the injection, including her younger brother. But she did not, and she held the line. And that gave an opportunity to give her some data. You know, like, hey, did you realize did you know that there's over 19,000 people in the UK now that have eye damage and vision problems because they took the AstraZeneca injection? Do you realize that there's over 6,000 people that are dead, according to VAERS, that have died in relation to the Moderna and Pfizer shot? That's right off of the VAERS data, and that's less than 1%. That's about 1% actually reporting. And there's over 300,000 that have been damaged by the Moderna and Pfizer shot. And then we have the Johnson & Johnson. I mean, this is just blowing my mind that nobody is really, they see this data and they're kind of like,
that's okay. I took it. Risk worth reward. I get to go travel next year. Ugga.
I mean, like, what happened to our brain? It's like we went back to the caveman brain or something. It's incredible. I mean, we are dealing with a complete zombie apocalypse right before us. Don't think you have to wait. The only difference between the Walking Dead zombie apocalypse and the zombie apocalypse we're witnessing right now is just that they haven't yet started to eat each other. And I'm not sure that's not going to happen here in the next 3 months. Like, flip that switch, like I said, and pretty soon you're going to be seeing crazy stuff. 911, yes, my neighbor is literally eating his wife. Sir, are you sure? Yeah, well, why is that a problem? And then you're going to be like, what did you just say? It's like, we've all taken the injection, and we've been eating our family, too. I mean, this is the type of stupidity we're about ready to have. Seriously, we are literally like in this crazyville. Who knows? The new normal is going to be like chewing on each other. That's going to be great. What's that? Those are the transhumans over there. What are they doing? Eating each other. What? Can you imagine being an alien? Like coming down here and looking at this going, what's wrong with this world? They took a Pfizer and Moderna shot. And some took the Johnson & Johnson shot. Okay, what does that mean? Their brains died, and they're now being controlled by the 5G and AI. Does that make sense? Yes. Why would they do such a stupid thing? Because they said goodbye to God and decided to worship the pharmaceutical company? Oh. Okay, sure. You all need a flood. I'd be like, yes, we do. Bring it, baby. Bring it. Man. I'm telling you right now. Build an ark. And you know how we build that ark? We build that ark through our love in Christ in our heart. Truthfully. I mean, this is what we are building. And as we are bringing people into this, we are building the virtual ark right now. It's truly beautiful. So, we need to get out and engage people more. We need to be in, and Patriots, I'm serious when I say this. We need more people in prayer getting into these schools, these injection clinics. Whatever, we have to disrupt them. We have to stand there, pray. We need to bring Bibles. This is how we are building this ark. It's a virtual ark, but it is an ark nonetheless. We have to get in front of school boards. We have to get in front of county commissions, county city council meetings. Don't take this virtual Zoom nonsense. I mean, that's garbage. They are killing kids is what they're doing. It's not right in front of you. They're just like, well, we're going to damage their heart. You have the WHO saying to people, don't inject kids. And what do? We're going to inject kids without their parents' consent. Does that tell you where we sit? Do you understand that at the center of all the Luciferian hell on this earth is right here in this country? We keep looking outward and we're going, wow, the WHO just said that? It's because somehow the WHO isn't quite as dirty and nasty as the Luciferians that run this country. If we want to get honest with ourselves, and it is a hard red pill to swallow, we live in the Luciferian pit. And the only way out of this is more prayer, more supplication, more humbling ourselves before God, and then more offensive prayer, getting into the world and praying in the face of people, singing him, and making this sky rupture. We need to get Christ in people's heart, and it has to happen yesterday. We have to get to the children. We have to enlighten them of the glory and beauty of Christ. I mean, look, this is how I see it. It's like, okay, now wait a minute. So if the school district can inject a child and destroy their genetics without a parental consent, I guess the gate's open now that we can go to the children and teach them about Christ without a parental consent. Game on. Game on. So let's grab the Bibles and let's get busy. I mean, this pendulum swings two ways. If the Luciferians are going to grab the territory, let's grab it for God. And what are they going to say to you? You cannot teach my child about Jesus. I just did. I'm going to sue you. Bring it. And I'm going to take you as a parent in front of the same council, and I'm going to talk to them about allowing your child to get injected without your consent. How's that? This is fighting fire with fire. Literally, this is fighting fire with God's breath is what it is. We have to ramp it up, because this right now, we have the enemy on the ropes, and it doesn't seem like it because the media is telling more lies than ever. There's nothing that comes out of the media's mouth that doesn't smell like diarrhea. And it is time to just accept that. By the way, if you think it's going to be, please don't be one of these that says, well, I think that if we just tell the media the truth, that they'll give us at least an opportunity to tell our story. The answer is no, they will not. The media are a bunch of Luciferian whores, period. That's the truth. So we have got to stand here with that firm position and say, okay, here's where we are. We have got a Bible. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we are going to march forward, and we are going to bring Christ into people's hearts, because it's the one thing that can keep them protected in the midst of this onslaught by these Luciferian dirtbags that want to inject the children with a bioweapon. I mean, the mentality of this is blowing me away. These people, in true sense of what I'm going to say, they cannot be part of God's pool of people, of God's children, because nobody that has any connection with God would ever do something like this. I mean, I don't know what they are. I don't know what bloodline they come from. I don't know if they were tortured as a child, or their gender was flipped, or they're just sick. But nobody does this to children. And the only defense it has is us. So don't be shy. Be heard. Get out there and fight, and get into these school boards, get into these teachers' faces. Like, look, here's another one for you. If Kamala, the mattress back, whatever she is out here telling people that were injected to go knock on the door of those that were not injected to harass them, here's my challenge. Here's my turn on this. We will go to the teachers' houses and knock on their door and remind them that they're conducting Lucifer's business by injecting the children. Patriots, we are in a war here. Fight like it. Fight like it. Now, in a great bit of news today, honestly, it is a great bit of news. The United Healthcare Union, which is the biggest union for healthcare in the United States, has now said it will fight to prevent hospitals from mandating the injection. That means hospitals now have a little tiny problem. They've pissed off one of their allies. And that's great news. And this is one of these things that I do not like unions. I'm going to be blunt. I can't stand them. But right now, I'm going, praise God. At least somebody woke up. And they're not saying they don't want the injection. Whatever. It's going to be up to individual choice, and that's fine. But they're fighting to prevent hospitals from mandating it. Great fight. Hopefully great victory. Pray for that one. We need the same type of action in our schools. Then you've got the NFL, like, we're going to mandate injections. Why are they doing the NFL? Don't be surprised now. This is important. Remember, we are dealing with a corporate state. We are not dealing with a republic. Our republic is dead. You have to get that through. Okay, our Constitution died when they passed the Patriot Act. Our Republic died last year when President Trump signed the Proclamation of Law Day, which was the same time FEMA was activated. We are sitting here without a republic and without a Constitution. I don't care what somebody tells you, they're lying. Just read the Patriot Act and tell me the Constitution still works, because it doesn't. So where we sit right now is we have to fight, and we are fighting against a corporate tyranny, which by definition, when a corporation and a government align in the same interests, that is called fascism. This isn't socialism. This isn't communism. This is fascism on a global level. and it's run by the same dirtbags in the genetic line as those that ran the Nazi empire. Just follow Operation Paperclip and follow that line of people and see where you end up. So here we are. The only way we're going to be able to fight this is if we stand up to these corporate entities. And they are all corporate entities. DC is a corporate entity of 13 square miles. Your state capital is a corporate entity. Your city is a corporate entity. Many of your counties are corporate entities. Your police forces are often tied to the corporate entity, not allegiance to the Constitution. We literally have to take back this nation. And in order to do that, we have to put our foot down and we have to fight like our lives depend on it, because guess what? They do. And it is time more than ever to press into this fight. These people don't care about you. And the fools out here that are believing that somehow corporations are there for their own good, it's literally like going to the corner drug dealer and going, hey, have you have some fentanyl-laced heroin, and is it good for me? And they'd be like, well, of course it is. How much do you want to spend? I'd like, you know, $1,000 worth. Okay, here's some. And don't worry, you can take as much as you want and you'll be fine. That's literally what we're dealing with right now. So patriots, more than ever right now, we need prayers and feet with our prayers, feet with our faith. We need to get into our public spaces. We need to get into our school boards, into our county commissions, into our city councils. You need to sit down and meet with these people, not just go to their stupid meetings that half the time are virtual. Find them, sit down with them, meet these teachers face to face. They need to start seeing angry parents. They need to start seeing angry citizens. They need to start hearing people remind them that if they continue this, it is going to be Nuremberg crimes, and we're not playing. Oh, and we're going to win this war. They may not believe it, but they are very wrong, and there is no protection that they will get from Nuremberg crimes, period. Don't forget that. Start dropping some real bombs on these people and let them start pondering what they're doing. And they'll scoff at you. They'll blow you off. Don't worry about it. Keep pressing. The more that you press, the more numbers we get, these people will cave. They are weak in the end. And don't let them off. And when they bring in their Nazi police to arrest you, just keep bringing people in. We have to break their will by showing them numbers, and we have to break their will by our faith and prayers that we bring into that. When Christ walks with us, there is nothing that can go against us, period, end of story. Our fight is before us. It is a time we press in more than ever. This is the time that we have them on their heels. Do not relent. In fact, increase. Magnitude it up. Let them see what really MAGA Nation is about. And we bring the rain. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are blessed with the time that we have here to see so clearly in this world, but we are also blessed, Lord, with all of the love and power that we feel running through us. Lord, continue to guide us. Protect us as we move. Give us direction. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, and let us not relent at all, ever. Right now, Lord, we are fighting for the protection of our children, and as these people try to infect them with this injection, we pray for the children, Lord. We pray for their protection, and we pray for the strength and might of patriots and true believers in Christ to stand up and stand firmly, to flip the tables, to not let this continue, to call it out in public, to bring prayer and him into the public square. Lord, we ask for your strength and guidance in all these places to elevate up the awareness and love of Jesus Christ, to open up the hearts and minds of the many, to shake them at their foundation if they are disbelievers, to make them see that where they're heading is wrong, to give them the understanding of the damage that they're doing, and let them carry that weight, that guilt, until they return to you and repent. Let them feel that. Let that crushing weight of the guilt that they carry push them down to their knees and ultimately push them before you. Lord, we pray for the awakening of the many, but we pray equally for the strength of what we can bring into this fight, the light that we can shine into the darkness, and the hearts that we can open to show them the way forward and what they have been doing, to let them look deeply in the mirror. And Lord, we pray for our children and the elderly that are being victimized by this wrath of evil. Guide us, protect us. Let us boldly walk with Christ in our heart. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Patriots, lots of work to do. Do not get sloppy. Do not get lazy. Do not think that we're in a comfortable time. This fight is at a critical time right now. We are literally on the offensive. It may not seem like it, but we are, and we have the upper hand. Keep pressing. Keep pushing for truth. Use your tools as digital soldiers. Use your tools to organize locally. Be strong. Be loud. More than ever, it's important. This is how we are going to win this. And above all, never give up. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Never, ever give in. Prayers are focused now towards awakening the many hearts and saving our children and protecting our elderly. God is with us. He needs to hear us. And God will win this fight. I'll see you this evening. So for bards, no, so for fishers of men, until then or until the next time, God bless and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.